ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम्
Let us see the first verse of Panchadashi.
Namah Shri Shankarananda Guru Padambu Janmane. Namah Shri Shankarananda Guru Padambu Janmane. Savilasa Mahamoha Grah Grasaika Karmane. ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹ ಗ್ರಾಸೈಕ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ
ವಿದ್ಯಾರಣ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಂಚದಶಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಪೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಇನ್ 8 ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ the nature of the self being consciousness existence and limitlessness or sachidanandam brahma being the atma the self thereafter he introduces the prakriti he introduces the avidya avidya as the cause of the samsara. So when you want to understand, when you say avidya is the cause of samsara, cause of the bondage of karma, samsara, in order to be free from samsara, samsara nivrittihi is possible only when you resolve the avidya. To resolve the avidya, to remove the avidya, to free one from avidya, you need to know what avidya is. Enquiry into what avidya is, to know the cause of it is to resolve it. Any research happening in the field of science, especially in the field of medicine, is also when something suddenly they discover the cause, what is that which causes this disease? When when they research into the cause of the disease, they arrive at some virus or something, then they think, okay, what is that which causes this? So how to undo it? So here also the same thing. Samsara is there. And samsara means what now? Sukha dukkhatmaka jivanam. The life of both pains and pleasures is samsara, going through a life of pains and pleasures, beginninglessly, endlessly, continuously, now in a cyclic form, going through this is what? Samsara. And here to be free from this bondage of samsara, there's no way of getting rid of, getting out of this cycle of births and deaths. Because you are helplessly caught up in this cycle of births and deaths. Samsara, where in each life, in each time you are born, you go exhaust punya papa, you go through the pleasures and pain, paths of opposites. While exhausting the punya papa in the form of going through, experiencing the pains and pleasures, paths of opposites, again, choicelessly, helplessly accumulate new punya papa. Therefore, the samsara is a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, which has no way of getting it out of it. Therefore, how to get rid of get out of this cycle of bondage of karma, samsara, cycle of births and deaths, wherein you have to choicelessly go through the experience of the punya papams in the form of pairs of opposites. Then we say, we understand it is the avidya. Avidya is the samsara karanam. Avidya is the cause of samsara. Therefore, to understand, now you get rid of the samsara. So, samsara nivrittihi is equal to dukkha nivrittihi, samsara nivrittihi. Therefore, sukha praptihi. Therefore, for dukkha samsara nivrittihi, you have to understand what this resolve the very avidya. Then to understand avidya, to resolve the avidya, now the avidya here, and the whole teaching is presented here. What is this avidya? Understand that here, again, Vidyanandana introduces the very prakritihi. We understood prakritihi is the matter, the power of consciousness, Brahman. And this prakritihi is threefold. The prakritihi is of the nature of, is of three constituents called sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. And this prakriti itself, therefore, is a threefold. We have sattva pradhana prakritihi called maya, raja pradhana prakritihi called avidya, and tama pradhana prakritihi called prakritihi. And in each type of prakriti also, we have all the three gunas. In maya, three gunas are there. In avidya, three gunas are there. In prakriti, three gunas are there. But proportion is different. In maya, sattva is predominant. In avidya, rajas is predominant. In prakriti, tamas is predominant. There were three, four prakritis. And the same, the one and the only reality, Brahman, the consciousness, Satchitanandam Brahma, manifest through, a manifest in or reflected in this maya is known as Ishvara, and the same consciousness identified with avidya is jiva, the same consciousness, but not manifest in the prakriti, because prakriti being predominantly tamasic, it doesn't have the capacity, consciousness cannot manifest in the predominantly tamasic matter. Therefore, this only in the form of sat. We'll see that later on. So here, now from this, first we saw from this, leave the Ishvara and leave the Jiva. Now we come to this tamah pradhana prakritihi. The matter which is predominantly tamasic. From the tamasic tamah pradhana prakritihi, also what now? Three gunas are there. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, all three gunas are there in this predominantly tamasic matter called prakritihi. From there, the sattvic aspect of the prakritihi becomes what now? Five subtle sense powers and the antakkaranam. The rajas pradhana, from the same, from there itself, the rajasic aspect of the tamah pradhana prakritihi becomes what now? Five organs of actions and also five physiological functions. Totally, we have the 17 factors which constitute the subtle body, which are the sattvic, rajasic aspects of the tamah pradhana prakritihi called prakriti. Now, become what now? We have this subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. That's why we stopped last class, I think. Okay. And the subtle body in this book is called Linga Dehaha, Linga Shariram. Why it is called Linga Shariram? The word Lingam means clue. Suppose a clue, if I give you a clue, some clue to understand something, it is called a lingam. A clue is called, not a glue, okay? Clue. Clue is called a lingam, and something to indication. An indicator is also what now? lingam. Suppose when you see the red light, you see what now? It is a clue. It indicates what? That you have to stop. You cannot. It's a signal for you not to go. You have to stop. And the green comes, it is a signal for you. So it gives a clue for you to proceed, to move. The same way here, linga means an indication, a means of indication, or indicator, a clue is called lingam. Here, subtle body is also called linga dehaha, linga shariram. Why? Because mainly antahkaranam. Only in the antahkaranam, consciousness is manifest. So you can see for you to be able to see your eyes, you need what now? Mirror. So mirror serves as an medium of an indicator. It indicates what? Not the reflected eyes. Through, by reflecting your eyes, mirror helps you see your original eyes. Your original eyes can see themselves. So the linga deha also, especially the mind helps you recognize your swarupam. Like the mirror remaining as a reflecting medium, it helps you to see your original eyes. By reflecting your original eyes, it helps you see the original eyes. The same way, here also, this linga dehaha is a clue. The clue, it indicates the existence of the reality. The mind does not lend existence to the reality. Mind is dependent on the reality consciousness for its very existence. But mind, by remaining as a manifesting medium, it helps you recognize the consciousness. Minus mind, consciousness will be what? Consciousness. Pure consciousness. If the consciousness is pure, as original, pure consciousness cannot be recognized. The manifest consciousness alone is recognizable. So recognizability of consciousness is dependent on the manifesting medium, manifestation. So for manifestation is dependent on what now? Manifesting medium called mind. Therefore, mind is what now? Is an mind helps you to recognize the consciousness. Okay, mind helps you recognize consciousness by serving as manifesting medium. Therefore, it is called lingam. Therefore, the entire subtle body is called linga dehaha. Because only through the subtle body, the consciousness can manifest. Only when it is manifest, it is recognizable. It is non-recognizable. Where there is no sukshma, the consciousness is, but there is no manifestation. Now you can understand why there is consciousness is all pervasive reality consciousness is non-recognizable in non-living things. Why it is non-living things, it is non-recognizable? Because there is no manifestation. Why there is no manifestation? Because there is no sukshma shariram. So there must be a sukshma shariram for the consciousness to become manifest. Only if it is manifest, it is recognizable. Therefore, it serves as a manifesting medium, as an indicator. Therefore, subtle body is called what now? Linga dehaha. Is it clear? Okay. This we saw in the last class. Now, what is linga dehaha? 17 subtle factors, imperceptible factors. Why they're subtle? Because they're all products of what? The subtle elements. They are products of subtle element only. So from that, from this tamapradhana prakritihi originated subtle elements, and each subtle element, tanmatraha we saw. Tanmatra means each element by itself is called tanmatra. From the tamapradhana prakritihi originated subtle elements, and from the subtle elements, the sattvic aspect of subtle elements becomes the five sense powers. Sattvic aspect of subtle elements become the antahkaranam, and the rajasic aspect of subtle elements become the karmendriyani, and all the five of them together become the panchapranaha. So sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements originated from tamapradhana prakriti. Okay, became subtle elements, subtle elementals also. Now what is there? That we saw that. And now, Brahman, the Chaitanya, Brahma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, identified with the avidya, or manifest in avidya, which known as Pragya Jivaha, now, Pragya Jiva identified with this subtle body gets the name Taijasaha. Taijasaha. And the totality of the subtle bodies, the subtle universe, subtle manifestation. And the same Ishwara Antaryamishwaraha, the consciousness manifest in Maya, known as Antaryamishwaraha, now is known as Hiranyagarbhaha. We saw that also. Now we are going to see the 25th verse. Let us see the 24th verse also, and we'll go 25th verse. Prajyastatrabhimanena. Tatrabhimanen taijasattvam prapadyate. Taijasattvam prapadyate. Hiranyagarbhatamishah.
Hiranyagarbhatamishah.
Tayor vyashti samashtita. So tayoho vyashti samashtita means, there, the subtle body, the 17 factors, the products of sattvic, tamasic aspects of subtle elements constitute subtle body, and the totality of subtle bodies is called what now? The consciousness identified with the individual subtle body is called taijasaha. The same consciousness identified with the totality of subtle bodies is called Hiranyagarbhaha. So, Vyashtihi Samashtita. Now, the status of being the total is called Samashtita. So, the same, the associated medium, identified medium, the upadhi is bheda here. The individual subtle body is the upadhi. Then the jiva gets, see, when is the jiva here? Consciousness identified with avidya, karana shariram is jiva. The same consciousness identified with the maya, karana prapancha is called what now? Ishvara. Now, the same consciousness identified with the subtle, individual subtle body is Taijasaha. Jiva gets the name Taijasaha. The same consciousness identified with the total subtle manifestation gets the name Hiranyagarbhaha. So upadhi is different. Individual body, it's also upadhi. Total subtle manifestation also is upadhi. Upadhi is big, then Ishwara status. The total subtle manifestation, therefore upadhi being different, Ishwara's name also is different, is what? Hiranyagarbha. I explained the meaning of the word Hiranyagarbha somewhere recently. I think in Hiranyagarbha Upasana I taught in Taittiriya Upanishad. Why Hiranyagarbha is called Hiranyagarbha? Because Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya Saha Hiranyagarbha. The one in whom all knowledge is. Hiranya means gold. Gold stands for effulgence. Those days, platinum was not the biggest. Okay, always we look at Lakshmi means only not platinum. For us, even though there are, now we have more valuable metals, but still gold is always Lakshmi for us. Why gold is the most valuable metal though for us? And gold alone glitters. Therefore, gold being the known for its effulgence. And it stands for knowledge. Your Hiranyam means knowledge. Jnanam yasya garbhe saha jnana garbha. The one in whose womb all knowledge is. So jnana garbha means Hiranya garbha. Why? All the minds, totality of antahkaranani, the total mind is Hiranyagarbha, total pranas is Hiranyagarbha, total indriyani are Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, we can say what now? Samashti jnana shakti, samashti icha shakti, samashti kriya shakti is Hiranyagarbha. Isn't it? What is, I told you, antahkaranam, manaha and buddhihi. Buddhihi. Manaha, buddhihi, indriyani, all of them stand for what? Jnana shakti, kriya, icha shakti, kriya shakti. All the three. Intellect and five sense organs together constitute what? We learnt in Tattva Bodha. Intellect and five sense organs together constitute vijnanamaya koshaha, which stands for jnana shakti. Then mind and sense organs, six of them constitute manomayaha koshaha, which stands for Icha Shakti. Karmendriyani and pranas, 10 of them together constitute, which stand for Kriya Shakti. All three have to be in order. First, there must be knowledge. Knowledge of an object should be there. Only then desire for an object can rise. When the desire rises, you can act to fulfill the desire. So, action, karma presupposes desire. Desire presupposes knowledge. You cannot do something without a purpose. When you do something to fulfill the desire. Desire is possible when you know what is to, what you want to achieve. Therefore, knowledge, desire and action, all three together. That's why jnana shakti, icha shakti, kriya shakti. Puja Swamiji always says, you cannot have desire for gagabugai. You know why? You don't know what gagabugai is. You cannot have desire for something unknown. You should know something. To have desire for something, you should know what to desire for. That is why desire always presupposes knowledge. Without jnanam, without the knowledge of an object, desire for object cannot rise. Without the desire, you cannot act mechanically. Action is what? Impelled by the very desire. Therefore, jnana shakti, the capacity to know, the capacity to desire, the capacity to do, to fulfill the desire, all the three are in sattva now. In the form of your antahkaranam, your indriyani and pranas, they form what? Sukshma shariram. That's what driving, the engine, isn't it? Without which nothing can work. Physical body, what can it do? Therefore, we have these are there. Therefore, that is why, where is the power of activity? The power of activity is in the form of physiological functions and powers of organs of actions. The externally, the physical body is able to do because of the powers of indriyani, karma indriyani, subtle powers of organs of actions, and five physiological functions. These alone stand for what? Kriya Shakti. So action presupposes what now? Desire. Where is the Icha? Icha Shakti. Mind and sense powers together constitute what? Manomaya Kosha stands for Icha Shakti. Desire, capacity, desire is for only if there is knowledge. Where is the Jnanam? Jnana Shakti. Antak Buddhi and Jnanendriyani. Six of them constitute Vijnanamaya Kosha. Therefore, these three we say, subtle body stands for Jnana Shakti, Icha Shakti and Kriya Shakti. Now, therefore, all the three, Icha, Kriya Shakti and Icha Shakti are not outside of Jnana Shakti. Therefore, omnipotence, omniscience, all knowledge, all powers, almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, we say, all of them is what now? In the total minds, in individual mind, Alpa Shaktihi, Alpa Jnanam. In total mind, totality of Susharam, Sarvagyatvam, Sarva Shaktimatvam. Understand now? Why? Total minds. Hiranyagarbha stands for total mind. Samashti Sukshva Prapanchaha. Therefore, Samashti Shaktihi. Therefore, Sarvajnaha, Sarva Shaktimatvam, Sarvagyatvam Ishvara has. Individual has only one individual mind and individual prana sukshairam has what? Alpa Shaktimatvam, Alpa Gyatvam. For where every individual in Sukshma is within the totality of the Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, we say every individual subtle body is pervaded by total, entire subtle manifestation. Wave cannot pervade the ocean, whereas ocean pervades the wave. Isn't it true? Therefore, Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha means totality of subtle bodies. What now? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha includes what? Every individual subtle body. Therefore, if we say what now? All knowledge. Hiranyagarbha stands for all jnanam. That is why he is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyam jnanam garbhe yasya. The one in whose womb all knowledge is. So Brahma Chaitanyam manifest in all the Antakkaranani is what? Manifestation of total knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, all knowledge. That's why Hiranyagarbha. I just deviated to give you the meaning of them, Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is name of Ishvara. Functional name. Why? If the Ishvara, the consciousness manifest in Karana Prapancha Maya is Antaryamishvara. Why Antaryamishvara? Sarvam Antaha Yamayati. Sarvam Antaha Yamayati, the one in whom everything remains resolved, unmanifest and undifferentiated. Antaryamisha Ishvara, Anitayum Tannil Adakkiyavan, the one in whom everything remains. Antaryami means the one in whom everything is resolved. That's why Lina, Lingam also the same meaning. Antaryamishvara. That's why even the word Shiva Lingam also is what now? Lingam also, Shiva Lingam also, not Vishnu Lingam. Why Shiva Lingam? Shivaha stands for Antaryamishvara. Antaryamishvara is what now? Wherein everything is in Maya, in the form of Maya. What is Maya? Unmanifest, undifferentiated. All the forms, names and functions remain unmanifest, undifferentiated as Maya. That is why in Shiva, Lingam is what? Lingam is what? A limbless form. You can't differentiate the limbs there. Lingam stands for one lump, isn't it? all the forms and names remain unmanifest. Therefore, lingam. That lingam, that is a lingam, is a symbol for the unmanifest. Ishvara in the form of the cause of the universe. Therefore, Shiva lingam, we say. Anyway. So here now, the same Ishvara, identified with, associated with, manifest through this totality of Sukshma Sharirani, or the entire subtle manifestation, is given the name Hiranyagarbha. So Samashtihi. Okay. Now we have to go to the new lesson today. Samashtirisha sarvesham swatma tadatmya vedanat. Tadabhavatato nyetu kathyante vyashti samgyaya. Here, why Taijasaha is called a vyashtihi, an individual? Why Hiranyagarbha is called Ishaha, Ishwaraha? Because here the manifest consciousness identified with the totality, Samashtihi. So, Sarvesham Samashtihi means the Sarvesham means of all the total. Samashtihi means totality. Totality of all the subtle bodies. There, Sva Atma Tadatmya Vedanat. The one who identified with the totality of the subtle bodies. Here, the manifest consciousness is known as Ishvaraha Hiranyagarbha. Tad Abhavat. When the identity is not with the total subtle manifestation, identity is only with the one individual subtle body, then all these jivas, every jiva identity would be only with the one subtle body, where all the jivas are called what now? Known as individuals. Vyashti samgyaya kathyante. They are known as the individuals. They are considered to be individuals because of the identity with only with the one individual subtle body. Now, till now, what has happened? Now, jivas are there. Jivas are all there. Now, bhoga sadhanani, instruments of enjoyment have been created. Subtle elements have originated from the tavapradhana prakritihi. And from there, all the subtle elementals, instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, so physiological functions, they are bhoga sadhanani. Instruments of enjoyment also have been created, but still it is not enough. Jivas sitting there with the instruments of enjoyment cannot still enjoy, cannot still experience. Now for the enjoyment, what is required is an abode of enjoyment and also objects of enjoyment. You need both bhoga ayatanam and bhogya prapancha. Both are needed. Bhogyam means an object of enjoyment. In Tamil language, knowingly or unknowingly, we use this language. Bhogyathukku kuduthirukkranga. They'll say that when the house is given for lease, given on a lease, they'll say bhogyam. Bhogyam is what now? Enjoyable property is called bhogyam. Given for lease means what? It's available for, it's given for using. Bhogyam banga. So, bhogyam means enjoyable, experienceable. Object of enjoyment is called bhogyam, bhogya vastu. So, the whole universe is what now? The whole universe is constituted of the innumerable, countless bhogya vastuni. Bhogya vishayaha. Therefore, the whole jagat is what? Bhogya prapanchaha. The world, universe is bhogya prapanchaha. Bhogya, bhogyam. Jagat is bhogyam. It was called bhogya prapanchaha. What? For the experience. It needs to be created. Why? Only if you experience the bhogya prapancha, all the karma palani can be the fructification of the fruits of actions which remain now unexhausted. They need what now? They can be fructified only when you experience the punya papa, when you go through the pairs of opposites, only then you can exhaust your punya papa. The punya papas have to be exhausted, the fruits have to be fructified, for which there must be bhogya prapancha. For the bhogya prapancha, for the world to be enjoyed, experienced, thereby to go through punya papa, pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, to exhaust the punya papa, you need the bhoga ayatanam also. Now what is required now? Two more things are being created. Bhoga ayatanam, the individual physical body, wherein bhoga sadhanani, the instruments of enjoyment can function. Isn't it? I always tell this. The instrument of enjoyment, they are all like officers. And bhoga ayatanam is an abode of enjoyment, is like an office room. For them to be functional, thereby the enjoyment to happen, experience to happen, perception to happen, knowledge to happen, for the mind to be functional, the reactions to happen, for all that, for them to function, for the antahkanam to become functional, sense organs to be functional, organs of actions to be functional, pranas to be functional, they need the location. They need the ayatanam, an abode. Locus. Locus is needed. That's why bhoga ayatanam is physical body, gross body. They are subtle. The imperceptible, invisible, subtle sense powers, subtle powers of organs of actions, subtle body needs its respective locus. Every power needs its own locus. Therefore, there must be a gross body with appropriate rooms where each power can go and sit. It's called bhoga ayatanam, gross physical body. And not only is not enough, there must be external bhogya prapanchaha, the object, the world of objects of enjoyment. So therefore, for which now comes what now? The creation of the gross elements is going to be discussed in the following verses. Let us see that now. Tadbhogaya punaha. Tadbhogaya punaha. Bhogya bhogaya tana janmane. Bhogayatana janmane panchikaroti bhagavan chikaroti bhagavan pratyekam viyadadikam. This is srishti prakriya. We understand it cool, okay? Once understand, then we don't need to remember again. That same hatvoda comes here. Tadbhogaya.
Tadbhogaya
punaha.
Punaha.
Why punaha means again? Bhagavan did not stop his job of creating. Okay, subtle elements have been created, and from sattvic rajasic aspects, All subtle bodies have been created. Let me take rest. No, it has continues punaha again. Okay, the jivas are here. The instruments of enjoyment are here. Now for these jivas have to experience bhogaya, tad bhogaya, for the experience, enjoyment of these jivas. Jivas have to enjoy the objects of enjoyment. Isn't it? So, punaha, bhogaya means for the enjoyment of the jivas, the jivas to enjoy, punaha again, bhogya, bhoga, ayatana, janmane. For the sake of creating, bhoga ayatanam, the locus of enjoyment, bhoga ayatanam means abode of enjoyment, and bhogya prapancha. Bhogya means objects of enjoyment. In order to create the locus of enjoyment, the abode of enjoyment, the physical body, and the objects of enjoyment, the world of objects of enjoyment, to create both janmane, for the sake of bringing, creating them, Bhagavan pratyekam viyadadikam, every subtle element, pratyekam means every subtle element, viyadadikam, viyad such as subtle space, etc., panchi karoti, Bhagavan grassifies each and every subtle element. Bhagavan grassifies each and every subtle element. Pratyekam viyat adhikam viyadadhikam sukshma bhutam panchikaroti. Bhagavan grassifies. E subtle elements, now he grossifies. Panchikaroti means grossifies. What is panchikaranam? Tan matra means the subtle element by itself, a pure element is tan matra, sukshva subtle element. But the gross element means a grossified element. If each element is mixed with other elements, the mixture of the five elements, all the five elements are combined, mixed. The mixture of elements is called gross element. Each element is mixed with other elements, it's called a gross element. Element without mixing with any other element, if it's by itself, it's called a subtle element. The tan matra is subtle element. The gross element is what? Panchi kritam is called grossified element, is with a mixed element. The element mixed with other elements called a gross element. So now Bhagavan mixes each subtle element, tanmatra, with other four elements. Therefore, every element gets mixed with every other element. He mixes every element with every other element. Therefore, each element has what now? All the elements are mixed with all the five elements. It's called what now? Panchikaranam. Getting mixed up. All the five becoming mixed with all the five is called what now? Panchikaranam. Bhagavan panchikaroti. So, why does Bhagavan mix? To create the gross elements. Why does he want to create the gross elements? To create the bhoga ayatanam and bhogya prapancha. Locus of enjoyment, abode of enjoyment, and the object of enjoyment. To create that, Bhagavan creates gross elements. How does he create the gross elements? He gives the reason. Now you know, jivas are there. Now, bhoga sadhanani are there. Now boga ayatanam bogya prapancha have to come, for which Bhagavan grassifies each subtle element. Okay, let us see what's happening now. Dvidha vidhaya. Now 27th verse tells you what is panchikaranam, what is grassification. Those days, people used to talk in, generally in villages, they say, oh, it is not great Arya Vidya. Arya Vidya means what? Arya Vidya means the knowledge of the Aryas, the noble people. Arya Vidya, very difficult, very simple. It is not a great, very, very simple. They say that, like that. Now you understand, oh, panchikaranam, this much is panchikaranam. What panchikaranam? Panchikaranam. Panchikaranam means single element getting mixed with other four elements, thereby becoming gross, is called panchikaranam. Okay. Dvidha vidhaya chaikaikam. Dvidha vidhaya chaikaikam. Chaturdha prathamam punaha. Prathamam punaha. Swasvetara.
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 Dvitiyam shaihi.
Dvitiyam shaihi.
Yojanat.
Yojanat.
Pancha panchate.
Pancha panchate.
You have to remember, in Tattva Bodha, it is made very clear. Oh, sattvic aspect of the tamapradhana prakriti have become antakkanam and sense powers. Rajasic aspect of tamapradhana prakriti have become powers of organs of actions and the physiological functions. Now what remains is only tamasic aspect of the subtle elements. Okay, we have to remember that. Only tamasic aspect of subtle elements alone remains now. Therefore, that there the grossification happens now. So mixing up of tamasic aspect of the elements, subtle elements happen here. So, ekaikam dvidha vidhaya. Ekam ekam ekaikam ovvandrayum. Ekaikam means what? Ovvandrayum, each one, every element. Dvidha vidhaya, each subtle element. Dvidha vidhaya, making them into two, dividing them into two halves. Dvidha, irandaha pirithu. Dvidha, vidhaya means seid. Making each subtle element into two, dividing them into two halves. Two means what? Into two halves. Then, chaturdha punaha. Prathamam punaha chaturdha. Again, one half of the each element, again he divides them into four
quarters.
We say, ekaikam chaturdha punaha prathamam chaturdha vidhaya. We have to add the word vidhaya. Again, the first half of the two halves of each subtle element we have, the first half of each subtle element again is divided into four parts. Four parts means what? Now we have four. Thereby, then what happened now? Sva sva yitara vitiyamshaihi yojanat. Now what happens that each, therefore, the 1/8 of each element joins the other four elements. 1/4 of the space joins the water, joins the earth. 1/4 of the space joins the earth. 1/4 of the space joins the water. 1/4 of the space joins the fire. And 1/4 of the space joins, like this, all the four elements have 1/4 of space. Now, similarly, all the four elements have what now? 1/4 of other elements. Like this, all the elements get mixed with the proportion in which the elements get mixed is called now grassification. Here, each grass element has what now? Half of its own and 1/4 of the other four elements. 1/8 of the other four elements. Therefore, what now? Grass element means what? How to know now, which is how to name the grass elements in keeping with the predominance of the element. So if the half of the space has 1/8 of air, 1/8 of water, 1/8 of fire, 1/8 of earth. Therefore, what is predominant there? Half is space means we call it grass space. The same way grass air has half of the grass, predominantly air, but the rest of the or 1/8 of other elements it has. Like that we have grass akasha, grass vayu, grass agni, not cross, okay? When you listen it, you get cross, but listen, please listen without getting cross. What is grass element? Okay. So here, grass space, grass air, grass fire, grass water, and grass earth. So this is how we get the five grass elements. We understand five grass elements are mixing up of the tamasic aspects of the sukshma bhutani. The grass universe and the grass body is already a product of tamasic aspect of the subtle elements. That is grassified. But still, he also has that. That is why body is really heavy. And then, that is why we need really, without the mind, if the mind is non-functional, body by itself will not get up and walk. Know that. Why? Tamas. It needs always, Ajas has to push it for it to be active. Anyway, so here he says, swa itara dvitiya amshaihi yojanat. This first half, which got divided into four parts, they joined the second half of each element, thereby pancha panchate means what now? Each grass element is what now? The combination of five elements. Grass space is not just the space. Grass space has 1/8 of air, 1/8 of fire, 1/8 of water, 1/8 of earth. This is how each grass element has half of its own, 1/8 of other four elements. This is how we got now five grass elements. Okay. Now from this five grass elements, we're going to have now Brahmandam has to be created. Brahma andam. In the Brahma anda, there is Pinda anda also. We are all Pinda andas, okay? Each individual is a Pinda anda. Individual body is a Pinda anda, and the total grass universe is Brahma anda. Okay, Brahmandam Pindandam. It has both had it. Brahmandam is Bhogya Prapancha. Pindandam is Bhoga Ayatanam. Now he says, Tairandastatra Bhuvanam. Tairandastatra Bhuvanam. Bhogya Bhogashrayodbhavaha. Gashrayodbhavaha. Tairandastatra Bhuvanam.
Tairandastatra Bhuvanam.
Bhogya Bhogashrayodbhavaha.
Bhogya Bhogashrayodbhavaha.
Hiranyagarbhasthulesmin. Dehe Vaishwanaro Bhaved.
Dehe Vaishwanaro Bhaved.
Taijasa Vishwatam Yata.
Taijasa Vishwatam Yata.
Devatriyannaradayaha.
Devatriyannaradayaha.
You have to remember one fact. Blessed by consciousness alone, this tamapradhana prakriti evolved into subtle elements, and from there the further evolution is also because of the blessing of the consciousness Brahman. What is blessing? Presence is blessing. Isn't it? You're going to see how consciousness blesses by entering into the matter in the form of reflected consciousness, the form of reflection. Brahman does not walk into the matter directly. Brahman entering into the matter means only in the form of reflection only. Therefore, further evolution is possible. Do not think that matter by itself is happening, everything is happening on its own. No. It's only because of the blessing of Brahman, the evolution is possible. So here, taihi. Now, taihi, you know, with those gross elements. Andaha tatra bhuvanam. Tatra bhuvanam. Bhogya. Bhoga Ashraya Udbhavaha. Udbhava means coming into existence, the creation of the world, Bhuvanam, which is the Brahmanda. The entire gross universe is called what now? Brahmandam. And this is the universe, Bhuvanam, which is for what now? Bhogya. The world of objects of enjoyment has originated from these gross elements. Not only that, Bhoga Ashrayaha. Bhoga Ashrayaha means this is an abode of the objects of enjoyment. Bhoga Ashrayaha. And here, Hiranyagarbha. Now what happened? Now the name has to change. This consciousness with the Maya got the name Antaryamishwaraha. And the same consciousness identified with the evolved subtle bodies got the name Hiranyagarbha. Now the same Ishwara now identified with this gross universe. Which andam brahmandam bhuvanam bhogya prapancha. Boga ashrayaha. Now both have come now. Boga ashraya and bhogya prapancha. Therefore, for the abode of enjoyment and the objects of enjoyment have been created now, but the same Brahma Chaitanyam identified with this Thula Prapancha, the gross manifestation is known as Vaishvanaraha Bhavet. Hiranyagarbha Asminne Sthule Dehe means what? Not one individual Sthula Deha. Samashti Sthula Dehe. The Hiranyagarbha, the consciousness identified Brahman, the Atma, the consciousness associated with, identified with, manifested through this entire gross universe is Bhagavan's gross body. Individual gross body is sitting in one place. Bhagavan's gross body is what? The whole gross universe, entire gross manifestation is one gross body of Bhagavan. What we say, what? No, Sthule Dehe. Bhagavan gets a different name. Vaishvanaraha. Okay, Vishve, Vishvesham na Vaishvanaraha. This is a beautiful explanation. I'll tell you that later. Now, Vaishvanaraha. This Vaishvanaraha is otherwise called Virat. Puranic Bhasha language, Mahavishnuho, Shankha Chakra Gadadhari, Venkatachalapatihi. Why? Daha 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 daha. Why? Because all colorful. Grass universe means all perceptible, enjoyable, visible, all forms of sounds, all forms of forms and colors and glittering things, all forms of smells, all forms of tastes. My God, every perceptible object through every sense organ, varieties, innumerable varieties and of colors and forms and names. Therefore, that is why Mahavishnu is always decorated colorfully. Shiva, not much colorful, okay? Why? Everything is unmanifest, undifferentiated. The total manifestation is Mahavishnu. Okay, totally everything unmanifest is Shiva. Isn't it? That is why Purna Vyaktatvam, the total manifestation, not just the subtle alone. First, from unmanifest, subtle becomes manifest. Then the gross also becomes manifest. The end total manifestation now is there. That is why Purna Vyaktatvam, totally manifest. Brahman is totally becomes manifested totally only when there is the gross universe also is there. Therefore now the Brahma, otherwise Brahmandam, Bhuvanam, this gross universe, which is the world of objects of, which is an abode of objects of enjoyment, this also has come into existence, and this Hiranyagarbha identified with this gross universe. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Consciousness. Which consciousness? Brahman the Chaitanyam. Now who got the name Ishvara and Hiranyagarbha identified with this Thula Prapancha Brahmanda is known as what now? Vaishvanaraha Bhavet. Therefore, Vaishvanaraha is not somebody different from Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is somebody different from Ishvara. The same Ishvara gets the name Hiranyagarbha. The same Hiranyagarbha gets the name Vaishvanaraha. Therefore, Ariyam Shivanu Munne, Ariyadavan Vaila Munne, Thandapuducha, Buddhi Illai. Okay? Therefore, all of them are one and the same. I tell you, don't think I'm telling something in Tamil. We have no problem. The people, there's a big all the time fight. Who is superior? Lord Shiva is superior or Lord Vishnu is superior? Shiva Bhaktas, they don't like, hate Vaishnavites. They don't want to say. The Vaishnavites hate Shiva Bhaktas. And they don't want to say even Tulasi. Because Tulasi, if they say, one of the, you know, this basil, one kind of basil is called Tulasi. And what is Tulasi? There the last letter is C. Oh my God, she comes. So they don't want to say Tulasi. Why? Shiva's name. Tiruthurai. They'll say Tiruthurai. Why Tiruthurai? No, don't want to utter even Lord Shiva's name. Tiruthurai. And these people, they don't want to hear any Vishwa. Shiva, 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 Shiva. They'll say Shiva, 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 close the ears so that they won't listen to anything else. Vishnu's name. They won't go. This is the big quarrel, lot of conflict, and people also already there's so much of guilt. And the people come and confuse and contribute, add to the guilt of people already, they cause more pain. And here Vidyaranya Swami says, Hiranyagarbha eva Vaishwanaraha Bhavati. The Hiranyagarbha alone gets the name Vaishwanaraha when his identity is with the gross manifestation. The same Hiranyagarbha losing his identity with the subtle body, identifies himself with the unmanifest Maya, he is called Antaryamishwaraha Shivaha. Three different functional names for the only Bhagavan. Now, this Taij is a Jivaha also. Who is Jiva? This Jiva, the consciousness associated, identified with the manifest in Avidya, identified with the subtle, who was known as Jiva, Pragya Jivaha, who became Taijasaha because of the identity with subtle body. Now same Jiva, now Vishwatam Yataha, Taijasaha. There are so many Taijasaha. Why? So many Jivaha, identified with so many subtle, individual subtle bodies are known as Taijasaha. And all these Jivas, many Jivas, identified with many subtle bodies, known as Taijasaha, become known as now Vishwataha, Vishwaha. Vishwatam Yataha means now they attain the status of being the Vishwas, which means they get the new name, Vishwa title. Isn't it? Vishwatam Yataha means they attain the status of being the Vishwaha. Why Vishwaha? Because so many Jivas, identifying with the so many physical bodies, so many Taijasaha. Why? The so many Jiva identified with the so many subtle bodies. Subtle bodies are many and Jivas are many. Their identity also is there. Therefore, Taijasaha are also many. Jivas are many. And subtle body, gross bodies are many, and therefore the Jivas are many. Jivas identified with the individual gross bodies are all called Vishwaha. We don't say Vishwaha. Individual, in singular, Vishwaha, Vishwaha. How many Vaishwanaraha? Only Vaishwanaraha. Only Hiranyagarbha. Only Antaryamishwaraha. All the three are one. But Jivas are many. Therefore, Taijasaha, Vishwaha, Vise, Pragnyaha. Understand? Now, and these Vishwaha, who are the Vishwaha here now? These Jivas identified with the individual gross physical bodies. A Jivaha identified with the individual gross body is called called Vishwaha. And depending upon what is the individual body, physical body, that nobody can decide. Karma decides which body should be given to which Jiva. Who decides? Human body. It is not our choice. We did not choose human body. Thank God, some punyam we had, we became human. So we are walking straight. Otherwise, would be some papam was there, some different karma, then would be crawling like a snake, or hopping like a frog, or running like a horse, are grazing like cows, goats and sheep. Now I see lots of in all over green lawns everywhere. You can see the happily cows and goats and sheep are grazing all over. I remember them, all of them. Okay, all this way. He says, Deva Triyang Naradayaha. Not only the human beings here, you have only punyam. Sometimes with the punyam, they also want the only punyam you have. Still ajnanam is there. You get the deva shariram, celestial bodies. Don't ask me how the celestials look. I have not seen them. Okay, Shastram says, the jivas, the previous account, the jivas are all, they all remained there and with their own new account. And they, when they see the account, only punyam they have, no papam at all. And in keeping with the quantity of punyam they have, there also there's a gradation is there. They get different types of celestial bodies. So deva shariram also they get. Otherwise, triyag naradayaha, human bodies also, if you have both punyam and papam, you get narajanma, human body. You have only papam, then you become triyag. Triyag means, horizontally they grow. They're called animals. Animal body or human body, celestial body. Deva shariram, manushya shariram and mriga shariram. Animal body, human body, celestial body. Which body do the jivas get? That their karma determines. Whatever karma jiva has, I don't know who are the jivas who have only punyam alone they have, and they get celestial bodies. Why? They also got only punyam, and to exhaust the punyam, they have to exhaust what now? Higher, the pleasures and of the higher world. There is no pain for them. They have to only exhaust the punya karma. To exhaust only punyam they have, they have to experience, enjoy only pleasures, not ordinary pleasures, heavenly pleasures. Therefore, assuming the deva shariram, they'll be in deva loka exhausting their punyam. When they exhaust the punyam, what happens, that we'll see later on. Okay, that is not our topic now. Then according to punya papa, then this triyag, only papam, such jivas who have only papam in their account, no punyam at all, they assume the mriga shariram, animal shariram. Why? That is where they can remain steeped in total ignorance. They can never resolve their ajnanam. Why? They can never come to know of their ajnanam. For you to be able to resolve your ignorance, you should know that you are ignorant. No animal can be taught that it is ignorant. You can't go and tell a dog, you are ignorant of your own existence, ignorant of yourself. Dog will tag its mail and run away. That is why you cannot teach an animal. You can make the parrot, train the parrot to prattle, repeat certain things. You can tame the dog. You can make it do whatever you want it to do. But you can never teach a dog, no dog school can train a dog of its ignorance. Train and bring it, create awareness of its being, its own existence. Poor dog, you are ignorant of yourself. You do not even know that you are a dog. At least I know I'm a human being. We cannot train. Why? There's no capacity. they are born for what? That to some, there again some punyam, and those dogs will be born in California, or they will be living, or some, even in UK I don't see much dogs. California, each dog will have lots of assets. You know, people write their will for the dogs. And have comfort, go for a comfortable walk in this tangerine groves and orchards, come back, eat, sleep in a comfortable bed, live, and then at least the dog is an object of enjoyment for the, it becomes, it also enjoys some pleasure. It is there. What is that, isn't it? That's otherwise, Mahapapam, some stray dog somewhere in India. And some little punyam, some monkeys in Palani. They will grab all your prasadams. What I'm saying, only papam results in what? No, jivas assume wide jivas. Why there's difference in creation? Why animal bodies? Only in karma. What determines? Nobody determines. The karma determines. How, when, what? You don't ask anything. There is a cause, karma, because of which animal shariram. Triyag jantu. Then why human shariram? Mixture of both punyam and papam. They are like this. Lokas are above, lokas are below. In between, bhuloka. In this bhuloka is the world of mortals, human beings, where we live. Mixed punya papa mishraha manushyaha. Mixture of both punyam and papam, human beings, we are here. And only punyam, they are celestial bodies. Only papam, then triyag jan. Triyag shariram, deva shariram, manushya shariram. In keeping with the punyam papam. That is why they exhaust only punyam, only enjoy pleasures. This triyag exhaust the only papam. And we exhaust both punyam and papam. That is why our lives are what? We go through both with the dvandva anubhava. Not only sukha anubhava in heaven, higher lokas, dukkha anubhava in the lower beings, and sukha dukkha anubhava, dvandva anubhava is only there for a human being. That is why, that is how the whole setup is. We can never expect our life to be only of pleasures. We can never ever expect our lives to be only of pains also. No life. The again, proportion may vary from person to person in keeping with the amount of punya papas we have. But every human being has to go through both punya papa. The very shariram is the proof. Here the class, the very teaching makes it very clear. What? Once you are in this body as a jiva, then you enter with this body. I tell you, this itself is the proof that you have to go through both dvandva anubhava. Experience both desirable and undesirable, pleasant and unpleasant situations to exhaust your punyam and papam. You have more punyam, little papam, then more pleasures, situation of desirable situations, few undesirable situations. You have more papam, then your whole life is a life of slogging, some pleasures in between. That's all. The very teaching makes it very clear here. For Vishwata Yataha Deva Triyang Naradayaha. All of them are Vishwaha only. All the jivas identified with, associated with Stula Sharirani are called what now? Vishwaha. So each jivaha is what now? A Vishwaha. When identified with the gross body. Now, Ishvara, Ishvaraha, identified with the Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha, is known as Virat Vaishwanaraha. That's why Virat means vividham rajate iti virat, the one who alone shines as all the forms, vividham, as varied forms and names. Viraj, virat, vividham rajate iti virat. That is why we say, and then in the whole Purusha Sukta is in fact in glorification of Bhagavan as the Vaishvanara Virat, Mahavishnu. Purusha Suktam, well, Vishnu Suktam in fact. Narayana Suktam, Purusha Suktam, Vishnu Suktam. We have people mix also. Actually, we have different mantra, but all of them are all but now glorification of Bhagavan as the one who is totally manifest. In total manifestation, subtle is included. In subtle, gross is not included. In the gross, subtle is included. The one who is manifest as the, that is why we say Purna Vyaktata, the totally manifest, the total manifestation. Purna Srishti. Okay, we'll see one more verse and stop it, okay? Te para, now what do the jivas do now? All the individuals have come now. What do they do? Te parag darshin of pratyak. Te parag darshin of pratyak. Tattva bodha vivarjita. Kurvate karma bhogaya. Karma kartum cha bhunjate.
Karma kartum cha bhunjate.
Okay. Look at this. Te jivaha, those jivas, parag darshinaha. Parag darshinaha means all the time they are. Parag patra varada, they say Tamil. Parag darshinaha means they always so distracted and extroverted all the time through the five senses, highly excited. Every object excites them. They're highly extroverted. Parag darshinaha means all the time they're seeing outside. Seeing outside means what? They're perceiving the objects through sense organs. They get excited sense organs. All the time they are extroverted. Parag darshinaha. They see only the external world of objects. Therefore, Tattva bodha vivarjitaha. Vivarjitaha means rahitaha, one who is devoid of. What they lack, they do not have knowledge of the truth. They do not know their own swarupam. They do not know. Tattva bodha means what? Knowledge of the truth. Vivarjitaha means they do not know their own truth. They do not know their real nature. I am a jivaha. What am I? That jnanam is not there. Jivas do not have the knowledge of their selves. They do not know their own real nature. Jivas are ignorant of their real nature. Why? Because they never see, never question why they're busy. They're extroverted people. Parag darshinaha. Parag paswana solvanga. Parag darshinaha. Parag samskritam actually. Parag darshinaha. Then tattva bodha pratyak tattva bodha vivarjitaha. Pratyak means the core person, the innermost person, the essential nature. Pratyak tattvam means what now? Essential nature. the innermost essential nature is called pratyaktatvam. That bodha means knowledge, vivarjitaha, they are devoid of. It means they are ignorant of their inner most nature, essential nature. They are they do not have the knowledge of their real nature. What do? Kurvate karma bhogaya. They perform karma. Why? They have to perform karma. As a result of karma, they will have what? Results. They will have to enjoy. Only when they do the karma, the result will come. That result of karma is what? Desirable or undesirable, success or failure, loss or gain, whatever karma phalam comes, they have to experience. Bhogaya, they have to enjoy the fruits of actions. By enjoying the fruits of actions, they can exhaust their punya papam by going through the pain and pleasure in the mind, internally. Karma kartum cha bhunjate. Again, they experience the punya papas. Karma kartum, again to do karma. Karma kartum bhunjate, they experience the punya papas to do more karma. And they do karma to exhaust the punya papa. So for the exhaustion of punya papas, in order to go through the experience of pains and pleasures, they do karma. And to earn, again, they exhaust punya papas, they enjoy punya, experience the punya pains and pleasures, again to do karma. Which means, while exhausting the present punya papa, by going through the pains and pleasures, they also accumulate new punya papas. So they have to again do. So hereafter the jiva's biography is going to come. Interesting one. Now the boring part of Srishti is over. It's not yet over. Srishti's prakriya is not over. Now beginning of samsara, isn't it? All this time, jivas had a good time, had long sleep. Long sleep means what? Having nice, that's a sukham. Apekshika moksha, temporary freedom. Okay, so the next class, we will continue from the 29th verse, the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.